Leila Nishmas Henya Bas Yitzchak Isaac. Hamakir Kelim v'Sfarv Biyad Acher. If a person recognizes his Kelim or his Sfarim in the hands of somebody else, V'yatzalo Shem Gneva Be'ir. And he had a name that everybody knew that this guy had his stuff stolen. It was a common conception from everybody that he had his items stolen. So there's room to assume that the person that has it now, not that he's a ganav, but that he bought it from a ganav. Because the guy that has it now says, I bought it from the shuk. Who says it was stolen from you? Maybe you sold it to the shuk. And the Rav says that we're also dealing with a person, the initial owner, the guy at least says he's the initial owner. He's an adam that does not normally sell things in the shuk. And now that there's a shem gneva on this item in the city, and we know that these kalim were his, we're not concerned that he actually sold them. Rather, we assume that it was stolen from him, just like the rumor was, and the current holder of the item bought it from a thief. So what do you do here? Yishav lo lokeach kama nosan. So the person that's holding it now, the buyer, swears how much he paid for it, v'yitol. And the initial owner has to pay it, and then he can keep it. And what's the reason that he has to actually pay? Why don't we just give it to him? It's his. It was stolen from him. And obviously we're dealing with before Yish, like the Rav points out. Because if it's after Yish, that means that there was Yish and Shina Rishus, and the guy that's holding it now really owns it. So it's before Yish. The guy never gave up hope on it. There was a Shem Gneva. He's not a person that normally sells it. So why does he have to pay? So this is because of a takana sashuk, like Rashi says. Because if you didn't make this guy pay, then everybody would be afraid to buy anything from the shuk, because maybe it's stolen goods. In the end, somebody's going to come after it and take it from them. Because the guy that initially owned it, maybe he wasn't miyayish yet. Therefore, they at least get paid. Vim lav, and if there's no name, I don't know, call it a rumor, but there's no call that this was a stolen item. Lo kol hemenu, he's not believed that it was stolen from him. And we have no right to take it away from the machzik. Shani omer, mecharon la'achr l'kochon zaymenu. Because I'll say that the initial owner sold it to somebody else in the shuk, and this is the guy that bought it from him. How do you know it was stolen from him? He doesn't have a shame. And since the current guy is holding on to it, hamotzi mechaver alav araya, you have to bring a raya. And therefore, the guy that's holding it on would be keeping it in that case.